Greetings and salutations, Tony here.
And Craig.
And we're Vox Popping, Agile Australia Day 2.
Day 2, and we're up on the fourth floor, and you may... I'm sure it's a little quieter, it feels a little quieter.
It does feel a lot quieter it's up just, here,
it's
actually.
It's a slightly smaller floor, it's the open space, you know, not where all the exhibition booths are and everything, but...
Yeah, a little bit of room to move and breathe.
But, a lot of people wandering around the corridor, so we might do our usual thing and take a journey and see what we can find. What do you reckon, Tony?
See who we can scare off.
All right.
And so, Craig, highlights for you so far?
Look, I really enjoyed Melissa Perry this morning. The messaging is there, but I think it's really good. One of the messages people are getting is that whole customer first, experimentation type message. It's nothing new in that message, but people hearing from a different voice. Hopefully, that'll actually start to proliferate a little more.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her talk. She really did nail it, actually. Product management versus product owner, very good.
What is the difference between a product manager and a product owner, Tony?
Oh my goodness gracious me, Craig. You got an hour to start, but let's just put it this way. At least if you know how to manage your product, you might actually get a result.
And I like the way she talked about the product owner being the hat you wear in the team and the product manager being your
job. That's correct,
That's a really good... really good way of looking at it.
And I think, you know, regardless of company structures, whether they, that really rings true, right?
You got anyone?
Yeah.
Let's maybe just pick someone completely random. What do you reckon?
Let's just do a random.
Someone's just standing around, not talking to anybody.
Yeah. That lady there right in front of us. Let's do that.
We can always edit if it doesn't work out.
How you going?
Hello.
We're Craig and Tony. We're from the Agile Revolution podcast. So we do a podcast around Agile Australia.
Yes.
Just talking to random people. So how are you enjoying the conference?
Yeah, really good, thank you. It's been very informative and some great sessions, it was a busy day yesterday, but it's been great.
And highlights for you so far?
Highlights, I think the keynotes yesterday, the key speakers yesterday, I thought were probably the highlights. Jez Humble and... Riley.
Barry Riley.
I'd say they were. But then also, today, I think it was Commonwealth Bank. Peter Steele. Yeah, Pete Steele. Yeah, he was really good. And I just went to the road mapping one as well with Sharif. So that was excellent. Yeah, really good.
What was Pete Steele's message in his talk? What was that?
It was talking about experimentation and just basically opening up pathways, taking down the hierarchy between the levels and things like that. It was great. Yeah, it was really good.
And just for reference, we should say the name.
Yeah.
So you
Sarah Remain from WorkCover Queensland.
What's about fellow Queenslanders?
I'm not a Queenslander. I'm actually from Sydney. So,
Oh, well, then we're sorry for you. Yeah. We know the football didn't go well.
So what's WorkCover representing here? What's your journey?
So I'm a business analyst, and I'm here with one of our team leaders as well. So we have been doing Agile now for about 8 to 10 years. Always looking for new ideas, and
that's great.
Good.
And how's the journey?
Our journey's pretty good. I think we've got a pretty great. We've got sort of the whole different teams. We have like our developers and our BAs, our middleware, data house, everything. Everyone's together. So we have 2 weekly sprints. So I think it goes pretty well for us. But we're just going into the UI world. We've got their team has just joined us. So that's part of why we're here as well. Just sort of looking at how that collaboration all works.
Excellent.
There's someone like Melissa Perry who sort of lived in that world as someone really good to use as a guidepost, even though she didn't talk anything about UI in her talk.
Who was that, sorry?
Melissa this morning.
Yeah.
So those messages, which are so important even to bring UI in, that gives you some credibility with those people without even having sort of, talk specifically about UI.
It was really good.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time for joining us on the podcast.
Nice.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.
See you, Craig. Bye.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello,
Agile
Craig.
Podcast.
We had a podcast here. Away.
Yes.
Awesome conference. What's the numbers we got here this year?
1,200, I think, unofficially.
Wow. And we were just talking about it before, because obviously we were here at the first one. and it was much smaller than this.
Yes.
And then you look at it now, and you're coming towards the 10th.
I know.
Rachel.
And we sold out a few weeks ago. So
is that actually a first for that far out for selling
yes,
out?
Yes, it is. We've sold out a week or even two before, but not, yeah, I think
out.
It was 3 weeks or something. Ridiculous. But anyway, it's good. Good problem to have.
And next year we're back in Melbourne?
Yeah, 18th and 19th of June.
Excellent.
Any little secrets you can tell us?
Oh, well, we're hoping to change it a bit.
Okay. Different things.
Yes,
and
I think.
It's 10 years. So is it all singing, all dancing review, or how are we going to do this?
Well, I think we are going to try to learn a little bit from history. I'm sort of interested in looking back to look forward.
Yeah.
I think it would be isn't Agile all about that?
That
reviewing retros.
Yeah, wouldn't it be interesting to have the original speakers?
We are going to have a couple.
Ah, there we go.
Yes, we will. But also, I think, yeah, new takes on old things, maybe. Some of the things that have been around Agile for a while and where things are going. But also, I think we might change format and stuff. So we're open to ideas. At the moment, we're just collecting feedback over these days and hoping people send us stuff and wait and see.
Well, that's great.
Exactly what it is. I mean, it's a community event. And,
yeah.
And it sort of shook me from being involved for so many years with you, as you know. When we did the photo yesterday on stage, like, we all couldn't fit on the stage.
I know.
The community group. And so it's great that there's this, people wanting to make a good conference.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it is such a good conference. Mm. You know, I think, as I mentioned yesterday, the level of goodwill in the room always just astounds me. People are just so welcoming of keynotes, welcoming of people from competing companies, whatever. It's like newbies, half the conference is people who haven't been before. And nearly 60% of people actually find out about the conference from word of mouth. So often they've got a colleague who went last year and they say, hey, you go this year, share it around a bit. So that's really nice.
I think that's kudos to you and the team, though, because you over the period of time you have fostered and created an inclusive atmosphere, which that means everybody feels, whether they actually are technical or whether they're business people, that they can come along and learn.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it's big tent agility, right? It's it's not one particular brand, or it's not in a way that says you can't come and talk here because you're.
Well, my joke is we're ice cream. I'm particularly fond of chocolate, but actually we are even coconut. Which is a joke because I don't like coconut. But one of my colleagues loves coconut ice cream. And so I suppose, my joke is we have all flavours here. Better ways of working is my view, is why people come to the conference, just to work out different ways to deliver better software. And, it's a good thing.
Brilliant. And just lastly, apart from the conference, you've sort of got this portal now of Agile Australia. And so lots of other interesting things. I mean, there's a magazine that people haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
Go look at, and other interesting things that you guys are doing as well, the blog and other events that you're now doing as well.
And we will encore the 4 or 5 top talks, so the ones that are highest rated over these 2 days. We'll be going to Melbourne November 15th. For those, and we are possibly going to Brisbane as well.
Wow.
So that's about giving half a day just of the top talks. And most of that is, when we say encore, it's seriously an encore of the best talks, so people get a taste of it, those people that couldn't make it. And then hopefully, you never know, they might get to a full conference one day, but at least that gives them a start. And they're normally really well received.
Yeah.
So
it's great. Congratulations.
Thanks, Craig.
On an awesome conference again. It's great.
Yeah.
So many people here and so many smiling faces.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
See you. She runs away now.
Yeah, she saw me coming and went with a fear of dread and looked at me and went, no. And I said, yes.
No, it isn't.
We've never actually got her on here before.
We have.
Have we?
We have.
Yeah, that must have been a while ago.
That was round two.
Ah, there we go.
Was four, and it was exactly the same reaction then too, I think. But anyway. Oh dear.
All right, shall we move on?
Right, so our thing of just barnstorming someone kind of worked there before, so...
So we might just try that again.
Yeah, let's see.
Who's the victim?
Just try someone who's not on their phone or shoving lots
or
of
shoving food
down their neck.
Yeah.
We're in the open space, Tony, which is interesting. So one of the things I'm actually looking at, you can't see this, it's not a video podcast, but they've got a retro wall over here for the conference, which is great, very visible that you can... you can provide your feedback, and a bit of a coaching corner where you can go and ask for coaching advice. And
or you can play games.
You can play games, a big chess set.
A big chess set or a Connect.
Connect
or
4. You know, put the little things in there.
No one's actually knocked down the Jenga yet, which I think is funny.
Yeah, I think they think it's decoration rather than actually something that you're actually supposed to play with. But anyway. All right, let's wander.
Let's wander and see what we get. Yes, it's going to be a very interesting one next year. 10 years. You look back at it and think, wow. Actually hit me this morning thinking, really? 10 years?
Yeah,
there we go. That's an interesting one. So, these two gentlemen over here look interesting.
Yeah, all right, let's go there. Let's wander this way.
Gentlemen, howdy.
Tony and Craig from the Agile Revolution podcast. We do the podcast for Agile Australia. We're just doing Vox Pops. Just thought we'd ask you how the conference was going for you, what your highlights were.
For me,
that's
I think
you are. Sorry for those who are listening.
Sure. My name's Tafiq. I work at Nomos. For me, I've been following Melissa Perry's blog and ideas for about 2-3 years, and I had one of those like, should you meet your heroes moments? But yeah, she blew it out of the water. Loved it, and I'm trying to hunt her down, so I might jump and try and do that.
Fantastic. And you work for who was it?
Nomos. It's a tiny consultancy in Surrey Hills. We're trying to pioneer teal organizations, which has been another theme today.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm consulting at the Commonwealth Bank at the moment.
Are you seeing organizations that have that ability to get to teal? Like, is that something you're seeing in this country?
I don't think there's many organizations out there that have yet, globally.
Think they are at that, but are you seeing the right building blocks in place at places like these large banks?
I'm seeing people who want to make it happen, and the machine to get there is something that the industry hasn't figured out yet. So it's time to experiment and give a few things a shot, right?
That's interesting you say that. Is that actually what you think is Teal is actually one of those things we actually haven't really figured out how to get there, is that?
Absolutely. I mean, the ones that have had it embedded in their DNA since almost inception. For anyone to try and move there, there's no existing pattern for that just yet that I've seen. So
your suggestion is that if they were really built as an orange or one of those lower colours, the mechanisms for them to build, but if you start something from scratch, obviously, you can build that culture if you want.
Yeah, totally. But also, within large organizations, you see all five of those patterns kind of exist in different pockets, right? It's not just one single paradigm.
Yeah.
So it's fun trying to see at the bank that I'm at now how everyone's kind of working together and how even like one small red organization might work with another orange one and work with a green one. So. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting question because someone actually asked me this a little while before. If you've got an area that's trending towards teal or even is teal for the organisation, but then the group that they work with is very red, well, what does that make it? Do you have to default to essentially to the lowest common denominator, or are you somewhere in between? How would you rank that?
I know that he describes it as different stages of human consciousness, but I don't see them as lower or higher. I think they're different operating models.
That's true.
And red and orange might just work well together. I think the key is an understanding how the paradigm is before you start communicating with them so you know how to do that.
I think it's one of those issues with any of those maturity models is that people look at it and go, I got one element of teal, therefore I can be teal. And that was the discussion we were having is that if you've got elements of red, then
there's work to be done.
We're on our journey, but let's call it what it is.
I'll tell you what, I was consulting in Dubai earlier in the year, and almost everything there is red. So trying to make agility work in a command control kind of hierarchy culture is...
I can imagine it's very hard, yes.
It's a new challenge we all need to face.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of interesting stuff out there. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it today.
Now, I normally ask what your highlight was, but I'm assuming that Melissa was your highlight.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
What else was good for you in the conference?
I just came back from Sharif Mansour's talk on building agile roadmaps. Again, borrowed a couple ideas from Perry as well. Really, really outstanding stuff there. I think changing roadmaps from like these are the things we're going to build to these are the problems we're going to solve is something that isn't talked about enough and something that isn't executed well enough in a lot of companies. So it's nice to see someone like Atlassian trying to pioneer that.
Yeah. Brilliant. Great to talk to you.
Thank you too. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Cheers.
Okay.
So Craig Brown over there.
This new approach for us is working reasonably well.
No, it was good, yeah. We lost one of those. You did hear me say at the beginning, gentlemen. Well, what happened was his colleague realised that we were talking to him and he took off.
So I'm all good, Craig. He's in a little bit of a huddle with some other people there, so that may not be the best huddle to jump into at the moment.
All right.
Let's wander in a different direction. Who else can we shove a microphone in front of?
You've got to watch the food factor, of course.
Yes.
That's always interesting.
And not only that, the plates of food that are coming around.
Yeah, that's right. I nearly got nailed.
We can jack this over here. Let's talk to Adam.
Ah, yes. Always good.
You know, Alexa.
Right. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Agile Revolution Podcast, Craig and Tony.
Oh, my God.
You didn't think we'd get you, but we did.
Okay.
Who else have we got here? We got Andy. Andy Kelk.
Hello.
I was actually looking for, I can never remember the name of your company. That's what I was
yes.
looking for. So Marketplacer.
Marketplacer, that's right.
So, enjoying the conference, guys?
So far, so good. The keynotes this morning were fantastic. I was deeply engaged by all of them. They were great. And I've seen a bunch of really good talks here. And really enjoying the deep dive as a way of getting just a little bit more information out of speakers. You know, you go to a talk and you enjoy it. There's a million questions you want to ask, but there's no time. The deep dives have given me a great opportunity to talk to people who I wouldn't normally get a chance to quiz and get more info out of.
Yeah, it's really hard when you've got 1,200 people in a big session and so everyone put their hands up, and so I think it's a great way of being able to do that in a more intimate setting.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, and almost all the speakers I've been interested in have been doing deep dives, so I've lucked out pretty well.
That's good. Mm. Nanny, what about you?
I've absolutely loved it so far. I think all six keynotes have been brilliant, and look, I think every year at a conference there's probably going to be one which doesn't quite hit the mark, even if it might hit it, for some people won't hit it for you personally. I think for me, I've actually found every single one of them has hit the mark. But what's also has been nice for me personally, I'm doing a lot of product stuff at the moment, and there's been a real influx of talks around product and what are we building, not just how are we doing it.
Yeah.
And that's been really, really interesting to hear.
It's been a very constant theme. Even the leadership ones that they've had have all strayed into that territory or either linked together, so it was very impressive.
Yeah. I think outcomes over output is the thing which seems to be running through a lot of the talks, and that's been really fascinating.
And bring the customer user first, that sort of goes along with that.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about what they actually want in that outcome rather than just trying to strive for a target or a metric. The whole experimentation thing has been really, really, really good to see. But actually, people not just saying doing it, but actually giving some real concrete approaches and templates and approaches rather than just experiment, which doesn't really help.
Yeah, I think that's been great. And I've been to a few of the, I guess, the more emotional ones. There's been a couple which...
People crying?
I've certainly seen some people a little bit choked up at the end of some of the talks. So there's, two in particular I can think of which, were very... touching, and that's great, to have people stand up there, be vulnerable, and talk about that in front of an audience, it's just so fascinating and great to watch as well.